B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ricky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? How can we help you? Please tell us.
I've been seeing this girl for like a little while when things were going really well.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, she just stopped responding to me. I got no idea why.
All right, so give us a little, you know what? Let's just cut to the last time you saw her. What happened?
I mean, last time I saw her, we ended up going to get dinner. We went to a real small place. I ain't got to eat yet that week yet, you know? We were really vibing, having a nice time.
Wait. When you say nothing special, are you talking about someplace like, say, Taco Bell? Or...
Some like better than Taco Bell, but like nothing crazy. We just went to like a Chili's. You know?
Okay, Chili's isn't that bad.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
They got the baby back ribs.
You took her to Chili's and you were expecting to get another date with her?
Oh, stop it.
Hey.
But I mean, like, it's a nice place and like their bathrooms are clean, you know?
Okay.
That's the criteria.
You can't get that from like a Taco Bell. So, you know, like I said, we tried to just do something I could make affordable. I did not get those baby back ribs. So,
yeah, that's too much. He got the riblets.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what happened while you were there? Anything or?
Nothing I can think of. I mean, we've been cool and we were cool after that date, but then a couple days went by and I heard nothing from her.
Well, you know what? We'll call her up.
Thank you, guys.
See if we get you another date. I'm going to lie to her and say you're going to take her to a really nice steak place, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Ricky. He said he's been going out with this girl, Dana, for a while. Mm-hmm. The last date, they went out to eat at Chili's. And he said after that, they were cool. But then all of a sudden, she just kind of like ghosted you, right?
Yeah.
New year, new Dana. And that means no Ricky. Her resolution is to get rid of you. No, yeah. Just kidding. Okay, stay quiet. We're going to call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Dana, we're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. So can I explain to you why we're calling you? It's nothing bad. Okay, look, seriously, just look, real quick. It'll take 30 seconds.
Sure.
Okay, we got a call from a guy who likes you. He wants to take you out on a date, and we'll pay for the date. How's that sound?
Who is this?
Okay, well, it gets better. You know the guy, and you like the guy, so it's not like we're just going to bring in some random troll.
Okay.
All right, you're intrigued?
Well, I'm just wondering what this is.
It's an amazing date at the place of your choice with a gentleman by the name of Ricky. That's what it is.
Oh, God. No, I'm not into this. No.
No. Wait, why not, though? What did he do? Just let us know so we can get back to him and tell him. Because he told us that you guys had a great time at Chili's. Oh, by the way, he wants to apologize for that because he was broke that weekend. If you do accept another date, just letting you know, we'll pay for somewhere really, really nice.
Well, did he tell you he works in media?
Did he tell us he works in media?
Yeah, he works in media. Mm-hmm. And he said that he would do a video for like a photo montage for my parents' anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And he did and gave it to me. And then in front of my whole family, there were 3 seconds of hardcore porn in it.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay, Dana, Ricky's on the phone, and he heard that.
Wait, we need more from her.
I know. Hold on. Ricky, you got to be quiet for a second, my friend. Dana, what did you, although it sounds like he knows exactly what she's talking
about. Yeah, but I want to hear what her.
So you were playing a video thing for your parents.
And he puts it all together, and then we're playing it in front of everybody, and there's 3 seconds of porn. In front of everyone.
I mean, okay.
Random porn or...
Hardcore porn.
Damn it. Oh, my God.
You screwed up.
Yeah.
Oh, so in my office, a bunch of people that all are doing audiovisual stuff like that, and... It's like a game we play on each other. We'll, if somebody leaves their computer open, we'll sneak some crazy in their projects.
That's awesome.
And I am so sorry. I know exactly who did this. I didn't even know what video it was, too. It's that video where, with that girl taking it up while she's biting the guy's.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was.
How do you know that was it?
The guy who did it to me, I did the same thing to Greg a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I see.
Yo, that's, I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
So, okay, well, listen, Dana, are you still there, Dana?
Yeah.
It was an honest mistake. What do you say? Like I said, this will be a nice date. You can pick the place, all that stuff, and we'll pay for it.
No. No way.
Mm-hmm. Well, if any of you guys need something, you know, I do weddings, parties, bar mitzvahs. You know, Romero, I do quinceañeras too.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.